this might have prompted a lot of attention.
The House Committee on Energy, Environment, and Water will come to order. Today is Wednesday, February 1st, and we have hopefully a brief introductory agenda today. Just by way of scoping out what we're going to do today, colleagues, HJM 202 is posted for today. However, because of when it was posted, we will not be able to hear this bill until 3:30. So if anybody knows any good jokes for the next 15 minutes, we can do that.
Good jokes.
Yeah, no, you're out of order.
Let's have a test.
So we'll begin with the committee rules and some introductions. First off, I believe we did a few introductions during the legislative days, but we are pleased to welcome Representative Kenny Geyer to the committee and look forward to having your expertise on the committee. And now that you have officially been sat, I guess, in the House. So welcome.
Thank you.
Did you want to say anything?
No, I'm very honored to be a member of this esteemed committee.
Thank you for including me. Good. Okay. Beth, do you want to talk about the committee rules?
Sure. Mr. Co-Chairs, members of the committee, the only real change in the rules from what you are familiar with is in number 15, which deals with minority reports, and the change is the timelines to account for the short session. So I don't think I need to go through it, but if anybody has any questions about how that functions, just let me know.
And it is correct to say that we are, and colleagues, please make note, and the public, please make note, post and go for work sessions.
That's correct.
You're post and go for work sessions.
Yeah.
But those have to be posted by Monday at 5 o'clock. Is that correct?
For House bills, yes.
For House bills. All right. So just heads up on timing, colleagues. Good. Any discussion of the rules? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair, you are the epitome of semper paratus, and I'm... I move to adopt the proposed committee rules dated February 1st, 2012.
Co-Chair Gilliam uses a word I'm unfamiliar with and moves the adoption of the rules dated February 1st, 2012. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the rules are adopted. And the committee will stand at ease until 3:30.
What are you waiting for?
well-being as it is to anybody
Debbie.
Else.
Yep. Colleagues, we are back. It was a short pause for those at home. It's less short here. Apologize for being unprepared, Mr. Co-Chair.
Oh, you're fine.
We have before us, colleagues, I'm going to open a public hearing on HJM 202. Beth?
Co-Chairs, members of the committee, House Joint Memorial 202 urges the President and the Congress to support full funding of the United States Coast Guard operational readiness and recapitalization requirements.
And we are pleased to have Representative Boone with us. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, co-chairs, co-vice chairs, and committee members. I'm Deborah Boone from House District 32 on the beautiful North Oregon coast. And this House Joint Memorial comes to you as part of a package of five states in the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force membership who are all simultaneously, as much as they are in session at the same time, in most cases, submitting and furthering and forwarding same memorials to Congress and the President to support our Coast Guard. And just a little backstory, when we were up there for our meeting this summer, we toured the Coast Guard base in Kodiak, and while we were there, they had a call to rescue someone, a burn victim, off a ship. And the ship was located off the end of the Aleutian Chain, which is quite a ways away. And if you superimpose, they like to do this in Alaska, the whole Alaska map over the U.S., the lower 48, and it shows that it just nearly touches both coasts, so it's pretty big, and distances far between. They have since been downsized in both equipment and thus their readiness for these rescues, and we saw the helicopter start to scramble, and they had been on another call, so they had to refit it and refuel it and all that. And the ship, in the meantime, was headed steaming back toward the rest of Alaska, and subsequently was the patient, or the rescue was called off, presumably because the patient died. And nobody knows for a fact that if they'd been there sooner, but a burn victim has very little time. And had there been a helicopter stationed at the end of the chain or even halfway down the chain, it would have helped things a little bit. So if you've read you had a lot of time, just the last 15 minutes, to read the House Joint Memorial 202, and you'll see that the Coast Guard's duty roster has increased, especially with the addition of the Arctic area, and especially with the Arctic melting, there's more activity up there. Not always ice all the time. And they're being asked to do more with less. And it's important to all of us. I would bet everybody on the panel and everybody in Oregon has a friend, has used the Coast Guard, has heard of somebody who's used the Coast Guard, read an article about them, knows somebody in it. They are the only military piece branch of our Homeland Security, and they have a huge mission to accomplish. So this memorial to Congress, coming from the five states, we hope will give us a little extra firepower that way, and to get their funding up to full speed and get our capacity for rescue and all the rest of the work, good work that they do, back on track. So, as we speak, I'm assuming Washington and I think Alaska have been in the process. It's California, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska are the five states. And Rep. Krieger's on the committee, or on the task force. I'm on the task force, Senator Johnson and Senator Berger. So we've got some colleagues. If you have additional questions that I might not be able to answer, they will. And this memorial language was tweaked slightly to address Oregon, but very much the same, and it came out of Senator Alan Osterman's draft in Alaska.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you, Representative.
And thank you, Committee, for agreeing to introduce this.
Absolutely. Am I correct that there is nobody else signed up to testify?
That is correct.
Okay. With that, we will close the public hearing on HJM 202, and we will open a work session on HJM 202.
Mr. Chair, I move that HKM 202 go to the floor and be adopted, and be an adopted recommendation.
Co-Chair Gilliam moves HKM 202 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Benz?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Guy?
Aye.
Representative Thompson?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Booth?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Bailey?
Aye.
Co-Chair Gilliam?
Aye.
That motion passes and HKM 202 is adopted. Yay. And with that, we are adjourned, colleagues. Oh, I didn't.
Thank you. That's
okay. Didn't do the collar. The carrier. I assume you want to carry it.
So. I would, yeah. Thank you.
That's all right.
All right.
I'm happy to.
Not again.